Yom of Hanukkah. Hanukkah stands apart from other Yom Tovim in what is its expression concerning the Nes. All Yom Tovim are marked by Hallel. Hallel is the mark of Yom Tovim, and that's the pshat. Every Yom Tov was a gili from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we recognize the gili from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mashabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hallel is a type of shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we express the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gadlus, his gevura, his magnanimity to us, and so on. That is what Hallel is in Yom Tov. You have something else on Hanukkah called Hoidah. It says that in the Gemara's lessons, they were Kovim Yontif, Vasom Yontif, Behalub Hoidah. The Rambam switches Hoidah for Hadlak's Neiris for Hoidah, but then later on, he includes Hadlak's Neiris as part of the Hoidah. And Bemela, it's something which is a, it's a whole different expression of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than mir halel. What is this chelik? So the chelik of Haidah is that because Hanukkah was the only yontiv that was brought about by our Mesiras Nefesh, all the other yontovim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, we had no choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also going to Midbar, provided 5-star hotel for us, and that's wonderful. And so on. That's Purim is also Purim. We are in a sakana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. There was no active mitzvah that's on our part. Mordechai Yatzadik was tried to start up with Haman, but the Tachas Chayesol did not do anything in the world of mitzvah nefesh. So what was zeicha from the nisim is to see a Yad Hashem and to be nispal from it, and that's the b'chinas halo. Hoidah means a certain hisbatlus of one's mitzias. When a person is moida to someone else, the person is mevatl his mitzias and to the other. Because Klal Yisrael went on Mesiras Nefesh to restore the Beis Hamikdash, they really, as far as they were concerned, they were going to be killed. So besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu's act of Nes, there was a gilui of Hera Nafsham Lomos. The Lushan that's there's a nusach, I think from the Yisoschah, from the Dinavah, if I'm not mistaken, on to say before Adlokas Neiris, and it says about Hera Nafsham Lomos. That same exact Lush, it's taken from here. You can take from this from Pasuk. Hera Nafsham Lomos, they were ready to be killed. So Bemela, they were Bimela, they were zeicha to do an act that would be hoidah. The place where the nusach of the hoidah takes place is in Moedim. Moedim, the Gemara says, Mal speaks about this in the Siv Avoida, Perik Yud. He brings the Gemara. It says like this. It says Shidush Adam. The spine of a person after 7 years becomes a snake. But that's only if he didn't bow at Moedim. So first of all, I mean, obviously it's a metaphor. What exactly does it mean? What are you talking about? I also have another lashon, another diuk. It says v'hani mila karba Moedim. Let me give a parallel to it. They used to make fun of the Telz HaDerech HaLimud. Let's put this, the mirrors made fun of Telz HaDerech HaLimud, and Telz, I'm sure, made fun of the other Derech HaLimud. So it's usually very mutual. But they used to say a Telz HaKira went like this. Is the pshat that everybody in Klal Yisrael deserves to live? And if a person is Mechal Shambis, is Chayiv Skilo. Or is the pshat everybody in Klal Yisrael is chayiv skila, but if you keep Shabbos, it's a ptur from skila. That was the way it was. They made fun of the Telz HaKiras. The the Lashon Gemara is everybody's spine becomes a snake, but that's only if you didn't bow moedim. I mean, we assume that most people, we're addressing people who learn and who daven and they do good things. And then, what's the Lashon Gemara? V'hani mila l'kar b'moedim. It sounds exactly like, you know, everyone's chayav skill except for. The answer is, a person is the only being that can proclaim his own mitzias, and aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an animal has no real self-awareness of self. He has drives, he has cravings, he has instincts, but the sense of self doesn't exist in any Baal Chaim. You know, I mean, I obviously haven't spoken with many, but it's fair enough to assume we don't understand how it works by a person. A Baal Chai is a Baal Chai. A person understands self to the point where he can face off HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I think differently. That's the ultimate in Merid of Adam. The place where it expresses itself in the person's anatomy is in his Kaimas Kufa. It says in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, when it says each hour, what happened to Adam. So we have many, many very seminal steps. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered the earth together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed life in it. He opened his eyes. But it says that he stood up. I mean, standing up is not, it doesn't mark it the way everything else. I mean, all the other ones seem to be much greater accomplishments. It doesn't say when Adam uttered his first words or smiled. It's everything there is like, you know, having children, you know, and creating Chava. The one thing that stands out as being seemingly kind of very mundane is he stood up. The answer is Koimas Skufa is the Tzuris Adam, where Adam faces off, so to speak, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. But that is his tzura. He is independent, and you know, and he is who he is. He's not subordinate to anyone. Whereas a Baal Chai is always his claim is always bent. So Adam's mitzias klapi the world is independent, and that's why the spine is a snake. In other words, the nekuda in a person of being independent, that leads eventually to the person rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't feel like doing it. Just like a person, a child who is told to do things. So at some point he begins to push back, because he doesn't want to be told what to do. Down deep, a person has that same instincts, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klapi the mitzvahs. Why do I have to do this? Lo bali, as they say in Hebrew. I don't feel like doing it. So the koimis skuf in Adam is the nachash, and that's what the nachash told him. The nachash's pitch to Chava was, v'yisem kelokim, that you want to become a colleague. I like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, but you don't have to be an underling. You can be in the club. You can be like him. You also there to Avraham. You can discuss it with him, and you know, and, you'll work things through with him. That's the nachash in a person. So be'etzem, every person does have that nekuda, and being a person means that you have that nekuda of that sense of independence and that sense of wanting to be, you know, who you are, and that turns into a snake. But if a person is kireya in moedim is where I submit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's deeper than that. Let's look at the word hoidah in terms of when we're talking about hoidah spaldin, that type of thing. So there's an object. If the object is laying in a field, and I say it's mine, someone else says it's mine. Besen shrugs their shoulders and says, I don't know, doesn't, you know. If something is laying in my hands, it's in my hands. And I say it's mine, it's mine. Halachically, Bezdin assumes the given position, the given assumption is that it is mine. When I go and I say it is not mine, that's called Hoidas Baldin. Hoidas Baldin is always chal on something which appears to have been mine, was assumed and understood to be mine, and I reveal the emes, that's not mine, that's yours. That's Hoidas Baldin. So the kriya in Moedim is dafka in the chelik of a person that apparently seems to be me and mine, and I bend it over, I submit it, that's Hoidah. So Hoidah is where I submit my atzmius to Mesiras Nefesh. That's where I submit my atzmius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where I have the kriya. So that's what the Gemara means in Baba Kama. The shedder of a person is the mokrim rayon a person, where a person sees himself as an independent entity, independent to the degree that it's independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's left long enough without any attention to it, without any tikkun to it, it becomes the snake automatically. This is where the ra of rebellion comes in, and the tikkun fit is in the kri of the Maidim. That's exactly why Hoidah, Mesiras Nefesh, allows a person to say Hoidah, because Mesiras Nefesh is the ultimate Hoidah. If I say that, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is wrong, then my life is not a life, it's because I've subsumed my sense of existence and my sense of self to Ribbono Shel Olam's Tov and Ra. And b'meila, that's where there was they did Hoidah in Moedim, because that's where there was Zeichet. This is the obvious difference, core difference between Yavin and Klal Yisrael in terms of who they are. Both Yavin and Klal Yisrael sit on the Mida of Chachma, where they go to the core. This is what Adam is. Surah Adam is Chachma, not as Guf like the other Goyim had, but there is definitely a lot more enlightened and much more refined than the other Malchus. But the one difference was, Yavin said, if I think I am, they didn't actually say those words, but that's what they said, if I think I am, and therefore I, the thinking person, is what gives God its validity or not validity. It starts with me. Chachma gives me my kaima, and everything gets its kiyum, mikoyach my chachma, or not. Our understanding is, chachma is a hamshacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, and chachma vein svuna neged Hashem. There's no chachma neged Hashem. Chachma comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True that once it enters my metzias, it makes me independent copy of the world. But the chachma is all an emanation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, the chachma itself can't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say to myself, that whatever I find in this world can't be seisid makar. I have to understand what it is, how it is, not what I think always is what is. But lemaisa, there's not going to be a steerer, because from the sheirish comes only of the sheirish. So in its mitzad, its pnimius also, there was sort of a standoff between Yav and Klal Yisrael, and specifically the secret of Chachma, because the real sheirish was, does the world start with me and God exists because I recognize him, because I create him, I construct him, or do I exist because God construct him and my Chachma exists because of that? That's where, when we were Maisa Nefesh, we were misakin that, because as long as I'm hold on to this point that my existence is the ultimate, then there's no way I could be Maisa Nefesh. The Rama makes this point very powerfully about Avraham Avinu being makriv his son. For his son, he said, what's the, you know, you always, there's always a trade-off. Tell me what the trade-off for this is. What is this trade-off for? If he would be Makiv Yitzchak, what? He wouldn't suffer harm for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Would have suffered every harm in the world to keep his kid alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give him great rewards? What great rewards? There has to be something here that transcends anything, because there's nothing in this case that you could say you're trading it in for. So Mesiras Nefesh was the ultimate Haidah, and that's what Takana was. The Menorah, it says, it's very interesting that the many shitas that explain that the Yukim, the Rambam, and so on, that the lighting of Menorah by us is a replication of the Avodas HaMikdash of Hadlakas Neiros. In other words, it's not just a commemoration, it's we were zeichet to have Hadlakas Neiros in our Metzias. It's the first time that the world of mitzvahs came to us rather than the other way around. Very reminiscent of this Gemara. Because he was Moisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael and everything about Klal Yisrael, so b'meila, the whole world of mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael is part of, including mitzvahs of Luis Baretz, became part of his mitzvahs. That's, in other words, as long as I see myself as being A and the mitzvah's B, so I have to go to the mitzvah. I have to travel to the land where the mitzvah goes, go to the Beis HaMikdash where the neiros are, and so on. When I become part of that world, totally subordinate to it, then adrabba, wherever I go, that's where the world of mitzvahs goes. I'm part of the world of mitzvahs. So whenever I light a candle, it becomes Hadlakas Neiros. That's a way to understand this knage of it being a lighting for the Beis HaMikdash. I want to add one more nekuda.